This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And love and like. It is the 4th of July. Hello. Are you celebrating?
Of course, sure, everybody can celebrate today.
Lots of things to celebrate. Crank it up, Tara. What's it like to be living in America for you? I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schulman here on the 4th of July. What is it like to be living today in America? Today, Monday, the 4th of July. For me, starting my day as I normally do, getting up and getting on the air. And then after I get off the air, I was thinking about this the other day. Somebody said, what are you doing on the 4th? And I said, I'm doing what I have done every year in my memory, not just since I've been doing this radio program, but on the air. I chose, as I get started, for whatever the reason, to be on holidays. The bosses could always count on me. I was one of those guys. I was always willing to work. I always said yes. Need to work? Need somebody on the holiday? Yep, here I am. So I started that way. That was from my work ethic developed on the farm. And then I think about what I do on this day. It hasn't been a different scenario for as far back as I can remember. As a kid, 4th of July, yeah, there was time set aside on the farm for the 4th, maybe a barbecue or a meal or something. But other than that, it's a heyday, literally. I'll be on, as soon as I get off the air, I'll jump on one of my Massey Ferguson tractors. I didn't go look on Facebook. We posted some pictures, or Nicole was going to post some pictures of my grandson, Miles, on the tractor with me for the first time. I don't know if this has been posted yet. I didn't go over my own Facebook page yet. I posted some things myself, Karen.
Yeah, they're up there, and there's some pictures of Millie, too, both of them discovering ice water for the first time. They're, I saw them yesterday. They're pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that, well, that'll generate some conversation as well. But I get on the tractor, and I'll go out. One of my guys will be here. We'll bale 400-600 bales of hay over the course of the afternoon, and take some time off while the neighbors is having a cookout. So we'll go over there for an hour or so to be neighborly, and then back on the tractor probably till about dark. I was out last night until dark mowing. I tedded a field of hay, raked a field of hay, mowed a field of hay, because that's what I do. This time of year is perfect. The weather here has been magnificent. For those of you who are enjoying the weather this week, looks like at least on the east we'll have at least another 3 days. We need the rain, though. Some of the things that I planted earlier in the spring are not growing so well. That's what 4th of July is for me. How about for you? And a lot of reflection. That's why I'm doing this radio program. There's a certain amount of selfish motivation in this, because I like to be reflective. I am that sort of a person in real life. What you get here, what you hear, is what you get. I'm very reflective, very sentimental. There's a certain amount of the old that doesn't get easily washed away from my system. So when I see the Gallup poll that the news media is touting about today, suggesting that only 52% of Americans are extremely proud to be Americans, I think that that question is confusing and confused. Because, again, I go back to what I was saying earlier, and I've said pretty consistently, we love our country, we don't like the way it's run. We don't like all the rules, the regulations, the nonsense, the government interference, and nowhere is that more obvious than on the American family farm. I can tell you that for sure. And so in my group, I have two social groups, I suppose, maybe. The social business groups, because my social groups tend to gravitate to what I do for work. So the radio group is one. Jennifer and Victoria and Richie and Kara and the people that help me put this program on that you never hear. And then the people who I have equal number of people working on the farm who are here. And they they're really pretty focused on what it's like today to be an American. What about celebrating our independence, your independence? There is declining patriotism, however. And, Carol, I think it's in your age group. I don't mean to sound like some old codger, but I think there are fewer people who are your age who don't care about paying attention to what our country is about. A lot of the dissatisfaction, though, the broader dissatisfaction, comes from the way the country is divided, immigration. If I really dig into this poll, the vast majority of those 18-plus who took this poll indicate that they're moderately proud to be Americans, but as they celebrate this year, fewer say they are extremely proud. I guess I would... That's why you take these polls and you sort of split them apart a little bit. I'm extremely proud to be an American, but I'm not proud of some of the things that we're doing. I don't like the altercations that we get into, the wars, if you will. I think we have no business being in Afghanistan. We have no business and never did have any business being in the Middle East. We have no business being in a lot of these places.
Well, that's why I think it's hard to vote that you're extremely proud, because even if the majority of the time you love living here and you like what the country stands for most of the time, extremely proud makes it sound like it doesn't account for any discontent. And I feel like most people are discontent with at least
of course they are. Otherwise, there would be no Donald Trump if there wasn't complete discontent in a large group, 60-some-odd percent of the country, that no matter how you slice it, says they would consider voting for Donald Trump because they don't like... It isn't that they like Donald Trump. They don't like what Barack Obama has stood for. They don't like what Hillary Clinton stands for. They don't like what other George Bush... Look, let me go back. I was talking about the past presidents that are still alive. People just don't like what has happened. And yet we have it so good that we don't really go out into the streets and demonstrate, although it would be good if we had some more of those, I would think. I've looked at the last 3 years of these polls, and the willingness of Americans to say they're extremely proud is less than what it used to be. And part of it is the mix of people. I think a lot of the people who come to this country who aren't born here, some are extraordinarily proud of being here, and some are not. They don't care. They're just here because they know it's an easy place to sort of touch and go, if you know what I mean. So anyway, it's a reflective thing, no question about it. Depends on who you ask. I'm asking you. 888-302-3684. Twitter feed continues live at Good Day Show. I want to tell you about something. This is a perfect part of America. I learned about this company, Commercial Real Estate Income Funds, last week. And I thought, okay, I'm going to tell this story as often as I can, because the people who have hired me to do that explain the story to me well. And so I'm going to try to explain it to you well. And maybe if I can do it in 60 seconds, the underscore here, the bottom line is, if you have invested in the treasury, the bond market, and stocks and that kind of stuff, you're either worried about whether the stock market is going to go up and down, or what the yield is going to be on the bonds, or things. If you put your money in a CD, it's safe, but what do you get out of it? Like 1.5% or something? 2%? So there's an alternative that most of you don't know about, commercial real estate income funds. And if you go to the website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, you will see how you can earn 8% guaranteed monthly checks. This is a terrific, terrific opportunity. And I think you should just find out more, if nothing else, at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I went there yesterday and went through the website to see, because I thought this would be interesting. I'll maybe do this myself. Call 888-444-2012 and find out more. Go to the website today. Maybe if you have some time, you can study what this is all about. See if you have any money invested in stuff and you're wanting security, then this is the place and the number that you ought to go. Visit the website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or call 888-444-2012 for a guaranteed 8% return on your money. It's about real estate and fluctuations, different property types, that sort of thing. You're the investor. You get a quarterly profit sharing distribution once a quarter after you have held the fund for 18 months. Projects get sold, so you participate not only in getting 8%, but you get participation in the actual project when it's sold. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. There's a 5-minute video that you can watch that explains it in more detail. So, I would suggest that if you want 8% return, that's probably the bottom line, right? Who doesn't want that? 8% return, and it's guaranteed, it is solid as a rock. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com or call them at 888-444-2012.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, let's do, an each hour. This is the holiday, so we'll do things differently. Normally, earlier in the morning, I do what I call a 2020 news quiz question, something that I've done over the years. If you've been listening to me for a long time over the years, you're familiar with the concept. I'm going to ask you a question so that by 20 past the hour, we've gotten the question out, so I better hustle. And then by 20 of the hour, get the answer and give you a swell prize. How's that? And then we'll talk about what you're doing for the 4th of July. 888-302-3684. What former U.S. president had a habitual mail-order desire? He was a mail-order buyer, both domestically and in Europe. Who was it? This will surprise you, the answer to this. The choice that will make it easy. Pick one of these three. John Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Jimmy Carter. Former U.S. president and habitual mail-order buyer, both domestically and in Europe. It will surprise you to know the answer. And any one of these three would surprise you, I suppose, for a different reason. All right, so the caller who answers correctly gets a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, great inspirational book that I've been giving away now for most of this year, I think. Maria Trilogy is the author, very inspirational lady. So, the name of the president, please, and habitual mail-order buyer, both bought from catalogs here in our country and in Europe. Was it John Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, or Jimmy Carter? Got the answer? Want to share it? And we'll talk a little about your feelings. How patriotic are you, really? 888-302-3684 on Good Day at 21 after the hour. Happy 4th of July.
As a a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Traditions. There are many of them. Joe Jim Cohan produced Yankee Doodle Dandy, from which much good music came. And who can't remember? Well, maybe a minute. Do you know who started this, Kara? I always want to make myself relative to everybody. Do you know who the star of this was?
I'm not sure.
James Cagney. That name ring a bell?
Rings a bell because I was going through the library looking for patriotic songs.
Ah, okay,
and his name shows up, but that's it.
Yeah, Jimmy Cagney was the star of this. That puts us in a pretty interesting and fun place. Now, patriotic songs, people on the street have been, for every year that I can think of with this program, asked to sing about, either sing the songs or they were asked what the lyrics were to some well-known patriotic songs. And most people, as you can imagine, fairly clueless.
How about this part? Yankee Doodle went to town.
Oh, yeah. Riding on a dog. Wait.
You're a grand old flag. You're a high flag and flag. Something, something.
I'll start a little bit with you. My country, 'tis a feast, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Long may my father's prayer. Is that how it goes? Long may my... That's something I
think. I think that people know the words, but then they think about it too much. And some of the lyrics are odd, or because they were written a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not written in the same language that we would use today, so people overthink it.
Yeah. All right, what else have you got there for patriotic songs?
A real classic.
Really? Not my wheelhouse, it is, but I'll leave it to you.
Get to the club in my taxi cab.
Well, that was Miley Cyrus. That was kind of a joke. This is
a joke.
This is more of a classic.
It's a modern classic, for sure. Bruce Springsteen. This has become a serious Vietnam-era song. That's really what this song got its roots when people told the story about what was going on in Vietnam. So you can crack this up, Karen. But there's a little bit of directness, some musical tongue-in-cheek in this. The reference to the yellow man was to Vietnam, and us going over there. We had no business being there. That's when, for me anyway, that's when it all cracked. My history has been one of, and I learned this on my own. It wasn't because my father taught me or my mother taught me, because they didn't really have a perspective. At least if they did, I don't know that I ever heard it. My father was in the Coast Guard in World War II, signed up the day we went to war, stayed on the Coast Guard cutter he was assigned to from the first day of the war to the last day of the war, every day, 7 days a week. That way his work ethic became mine. But he never talked about it. He talked about our Uncle Dudley Walker Morton, who was the commander of the Wahoo, a submarine you've heard me talk about that sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of World War II than any other sub. But isn't that awful that we mark our history by talking about the wars that we've been involved in instead of the things? Look around at the things America has created, that have been created in America.
Well, we had wars to create those things, so I feel like we should focus on... Well, but we could focus on the things that those wars created instead of the wars themselves.
And right, exactly. And so that's why I say with Vietnam, nothing came out of it, and that's why things cracked a little bit as a result of that. But the music, you can hear that. But there are lots of other great patriotic things to think about and sing about. We'll do that during the day. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, or in Hawaii, where you are listening around the country, on Guam, perhaps, or it's late in the day on Guam, because that's where America's Day begins. And here's that version. I was talking about God Bless America, Kate Smith. As the day is long, but it's just something about this. It gets me sitting up straight in my seat or standing tall. Listen to the words. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. This is our first real foray into understanding our country. from the mountains to the prairies. Think about what we have termed richest land and variety. That's what really this song celebrates. God bless. Why doesn't this still have value today? All right, so Kara, what do you think? You ever heard this version of this before?
Yeah, I think that we probably played this one last year.
But yeah, I'm sure we did.
I do like it. And as you were talking about this song, I like it because the imagery that it evokes in your mind. And
yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about the United States, is that you can go all of these different places in the U.S.
Yeah.
And see completely different things.
Such variety. Yeah. Yep. It really is almost a sacred place. So crank it up. Your favorite patriotic song, give Kara a buzz, tell her. We'll try to work them in as we have our conversation today. It's 4th July, and it's 2016. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Shillin at 888-302-3684. Those of you who listen to the program with regularity know that I do a 2020 news quiz question in this hour. And the question I asked had to do, I'm trying to do all American questions about our country. I realized that the Citizens United conversation, well, before I do that, let me just say in the last 15-20 minutes I've been going back and forth on my Facebook page, looking at things that people have sent to me, things that have been posted, and I came across a picture of our president, current president, and the four still living presidents, George Bush the father, George Bush the son, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter. I look at them and I think to myself, what an interesting group. George Bush the father, good, solid, wholesome guy. He understood how the system worked and worked it for his own betterment and for the betterment of the country, I think, for the most part. Messed up when he talked about taxes and we're not going to have any new taxes and yada, yada. So that's why a lot of people, including me, didn't vote for him in the second term. And then there's Bill Clinton, who for many people represented a far better America in some ways and a far worse America. Interesting. He's a very, I think, troubled soul. I think what happens in our country, we don't always look at everything there is to look at about people. We look at the surface and say, oh, my God, look at what a chiseler he is. Look at how he's worked his former job into this, that, and the other thing. But, you know what, there are many good things that came about because he was president. George Bush the son, there are many things that are distressing and distressful about his time. Iraq certainly is September 11th. There are some good things, though, that are there. I'm sure Jimmy Carter, same thing. What I find most interesting is looking at Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. Now, the four presidents, George Bush the father, Barack Obama, George Bush the son, and Bill Clinton, all are standing close together. Jimmy Carter is about 4 feet away from Bill Clinton. I don't know what the event was. the animosity that is felt between Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, I don't think Bill Clinton has any animosity toward him. But Carter, because of his religious points of view, abhors Clinton's lifestyle. And so won't talk to him. Once in a while you see him shaking hands, but that's about it. I feel that is this is an interesting retrospective on a part of Americana that's important to talk about today. And also, other things that I hope bring us together. I went to the Citizens United page because somebody said to me, why are you talking about this? This is a divisive thing and it's the 4th of July. You know what? You're right. As I started to look at all of the things that I have actually never been to the Citizens United website before. So I looked at it for a while and I thought, you know what? I don't want to go down this street. I don't. It's all about how bad Obama is, how bad Clinton is, some of the basic things that become sales, pieces for a certain point of view. Liberals are all bad, conservatives are all good, which is nonsense. Their headline says, dedicated to restoring our government to citizens' control. That's not what Citizens United, the decision of the Supreme Court was all about. The Supreme Court decision basically handed they have, by the way, somebody must be listening to me because it says that something just splashed across the scene. Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court gave America back to its citizens. Nonsense. It gave America to the Koch family and to all of the special interest groups. They can write checks for as big as whatever amount. It's not freedom of speech. It's actually a declaration of war against freedom of speech. So it's simple, and I mean this lovingly, it's simple-minded stuff, control and all that other stuff aimed at a particular group. It's not. There are a lot of these groups around on both sides, and they're not really true followers of fashion. So, okay, I decided not to talk about it. The answer to the question, though, is the, and I just basically explained it. Supreme Court gave, through the Citizens United ruling, the ability for large corporations, large individuals, to give as much money as they wanted to. There was a subsequent Supreme Court decision that actually made it worse. So we don't really have equal representation. We have people that have lots of money, and most people on both sides realize that and now would like to change it. There's a call among many for a constitutional convention to change many of the things in the Constitution that don't work anymore. And whenever I say that, people call and say, what do you mean the Constitution doesn't work? There are plenty of things in the Constitution that just don't work anymore. They just don't. And the Second Amendment is probably one of them, because the forefathers didn't envision the kind of guns that are around today being used by the average ordinary person. So, I mean, it'd be a long road to hoe with our political climate the way it is, for sure. But you just look around, and that's why I made reference in the last half hour to today's astrology lesson, which basically gives us an overview of how cranked up people are. It's a cranky time. It's this week, last week, people are crabby. Have you noticed that? Carrie, have you noticed more people being crabby around? And the traffic jams, by the way, speaking of making people crabby, apparently from what the AAA says, this past 4 days have been the worst traffic in the history of our country.
I was crabby on Friday. It normally takes me maybe 30, 35 minutes to get home from work. It took me more than an hour to get home on Friday because everybody was leaving to go to the ocean.
Wherever,
And then I was supposed to go home to my actual parents' house for my apartment, and that normally takes about 35 minutes. So I looked, and that was going to take more than an hour, too. So I went to happy hour, and then I wasn't cranky anymore.
Hey, let's have a little drink to that. A lot of drinking going on today. Don't mix fireworks with drinking. I just posted something on my Facebook page about animals, dogs especially, and what happens to them around fireworks. Make sure there are no dogs anywhere near any of the fireworks, because it's horrible for them. Awful, awful, awful. Why would you not think about that? Have a consciousness. If you have a dog who's your pet and your best friend, why would you expose him or her to fireworks? It scares the bejesus out of them. Don't do it. Think about your pet. 44 past the hour on the 4th of July. I'm Doug Steffen.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Do you want to learn English for free? Visit usalearns.org. Our free website offers hundreds of interesting videos and educational activities for learning English online. More than 7 million people around the world have used USA Learns to increase their job opportunities and improve their lives. Use your computer, laptop, or tablet and start learning English today for free at usalearns.org.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. There are many things that make summer great. Camping trips, barbecues, getaways to the beach. Trying to avoid pesky mosquito bites? Not so great. It's National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and the bug experts at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have a few tips and tricks to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes this summer. Be sure to wear light-colored, breezy fabrics that allow you to cover up while keeping cool. Use personal repellents with DEET or Picaridin. They are the best line of defense from mosquito bites when outdoors. Always make sure to read and follow all directions for repellents carefully. Don't forget to repair the screens on windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out of your house. Outside, make sure to remove any standing water from fountains, bird baths, and buckets where mosquitoes may breed. Lastly, remember some mosquitoes are most active during the day, so be sure to take extra precautions when you're out in the sun. For more tips, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
All right, so let's try to figure out what we have in terms of things that we can celebrate together that really reflect the true meaning of the 4th of July. A lot of people don't know that this, the Continental Congress first one, opened on July 2nd, not July 4th. 2 days later, on the 4th, that in a separate document, the Declaration, which had obviously a better press office, than did the Continental Congress itself, spelling out the reason for declaring our independence. I love this sentence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, but we don't have that today, do we? Here's a thought. After signing it, they thought they were signing their death warrants because the British put out a hit on them. I guess it's a good thing that they won the war against the British, or we wouldn't. What would we'd have a different kind of we'd all be speaking English, but not the way we speak it now. All right, think about it for a second. There, a lot of these people put their country before their property, before their family. They changed the world, these men. One wonders if it's enough to have a barbecue in their honor today. It's 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Nobleness.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. It's time now for America's Money Answer Man. Jordan Goodman is here on Good Day with a focus on the aftermath of that vote in England. The fear that's been created, Jordan, and the ideas that we need to get out of the stock market, silly things like that. But are they silly? Are there real reasons to be concerned?
There really are real reasons to be concerned, Doug. This is a big, big surprise. Going into that Brexit vote, as I called it, the bookies were saying 90% chance of staying in, 10% chance of leaving, and leaving won. So it was a real surprise. 52-48. So it's caused tremendous volatility in the markets. The stock market at first plummeted dramatically around the world, lost $3 trillion in market value, and then immediately came right back. So it's caused a tremendous amount of fear and uncertainty in the entire market.
All right. So as we look at this problem, you look at the good things. Interest rates have fallen. Money's pouring into the U.S. because it's safer here than it is in Europe or certainly in England, it would seem. So what is that doing to the value of our currency or the value of being here as far as putting your money here?
Well, you're right. Because of all the uncertainty, both in Britain and the rest of Europe, money is pouring into the U.S., which has pushed our interest rates down. The long-term treasury, 10-year treasury, is down to about 1.4%, which is the lowest we've ever seen in our lifetimes, Doug, 1.4%. And the banks, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, treasury bills, zero, basically. As far as the eye can see, there's no way you're going to earn anything by keeping your money in the bank. And I think that 1.4 could go even lower, potentially down to 1%. In Europe, there are literally negative interest rates. You go to a Swiss bank and say, I'd like a CD, they'll give you minus 3%. You'll get back 97 cents on your dollar. So rates have really come down a lot.
The Japanese are doing that, too, are they? Are they
exactly
able to put money in the bank? I've forgotten about it.
Right. It's a very strange situation, but that's the way things are going.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about alternatives. A lot of people want to know what to do. I have a friend who has money in the bond market, and I think she's averaging averaging 4%, maybe 5%. She's very conservative, doesn't want to take any chances, doesn't want to go, she's not outside the box. So what do you say to people like that to begin with, who are feeling that they
go outside the box? I guess the idea is go outside the box, because there really are some good alternatives that most people don't know about to earn much higher yields with a great amount of security. And something I'm doing myself is what's called a commercial real estate income fund. And what that does, it allows you to earn a secured 8% yield. You can either get monthly checks, or if you want, you can reinvest them back in the fund and keep your money compounding that way. There's a website people can find out about it, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2012. Now, this is only domestic. This is not having anything to do with Britain or Europe or Brexit or any of that thing whatsoever. What they're doing is they're lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers that use it to renovate or build commercial properties. Could be like apartment buildings, shopping centers, assisted living homes, offices, those kind of things. They take the money, they renovate the place, pay interest, and a year to 18 months later they sell it. And you actually, as an investor in a fund like this, get a piece of the profits when they sell the building, typically 18 months later. So you're going to get 8% a year, and then starting 18 months later, you'll get an additional maybe 2, 3%, something like that, when they sell, which is what's called a quarterly profit sharing. So there's an alternative you probably haven't heard about, Doug.
Yeah, one of the things that I know from my own experience is that real estate doesn't go up and down like the stock market does.
Correct.
I mean, there can be fluctuations, but there's a lot more, there's so much more, I don't know if it's liquidity, but there's stability in it.
Correct.
And that would be what would appeal to me.
Something like this does not fluctuate in value. In other words, you've got your stocks and bonds jumping all over the place here. This cannot go up. It cannot go down in value. It's purely designed for income. And you can do it as a long-term thing if you like. You know, just keep it in an IRA and then have those 8% monthly payments compounding and kind of grow it that way. You can do it outside an IRA as well. So say you're retired or semi-retired and you've got money sitting in a CD or bank account earning nothing. You put it in a commercial real estate income fund and get 8%, and now you got some income to live off of without having your principal fluctuate in value anything. I mean, that's a big difference in today's world.
In order to find out more about this way to earn a secure 8% yield in what really is a 0% world, go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. There's a video you can watch, explains the whole thing in detail. Our thanks to America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. He is known all over the country and all over the world as the man to go to for answering questions about financial security.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.